Hello, I'm Sid Sloan from CBeebies, and you are listening to Wija Radio. Keep it up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Beckett Show on the Young Journalist Academy. Today's headlines feature the Ashes, Chris Froome's doping allegations, how you're more likely to be bitten by Suarez than a shark, teen pregnancies, and how you should watch your back as you might be watched more than you think as we talk surveillance. Let's open the show with a song. This is Happy by Pharrell. Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along. About surveillance. My colleague Elliot had been working on this topic. Take it away, Elliot.
A picture of Michael McIntyre was found on Twitter. The picture was taken by the police helicopter. Followers were asked to guess who it was. An Information Commissioner's Office spokesman said that this could potentially break the Data Protection Act. A spokesperson for McIntyre said they should be spending their time more wisely. What do you guys think about this?
I think that it's an invasion of Mike McIntyre's privacy, and it's unacceptable.
Think of it like this. There's a guy at your door, you open, and he takes a photo of you, and he ends up putting it online. You wouldn't really like that, would you? Whereas Michael McIntyre, he has a helicopter taking a photo of him, and it ends up going online, and loads of people find that photo. That's really embarrassing. It's like,
yeah, and you wouldn't want a helicopter following you around taking pictures of you, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, especially if you had like a bad hair day. You wouldn't want that on social media.
Yeah, all
media
over
sites.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's unacceptable.
Most schools today are tracking what we look at. Has this ever caused you any trouble? Does it worry you when you're browsing the internet in school?
Oh, that reminds me of it. Our school has put in a new tracking software, hasn't it, Edgby?
Yeah, the teachers have installed this new software and they can see whatever the students do on the computers. It's affected some students that I know personally, but it sorts the students out if they're getting into any funny business.
Yeah, it's quite a good software.
Thank you guys very much for your time.
Okay, now we've got another song. This is Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Gentleman, he could be a preacher when your soul is down. He could be a lawyer on a witness stand, but I'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger you gave a second glance. He could be a trophy of a one-night stand. He could have your humor, but I don't understand, 'cause I'll never love you like I can. Why are you looking down on the wrong world? When mine is the heart and the soul of the soul, there may be lovers who hold out their pretend. Maybe he's a mantra. Get your mind in trance. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can. Why are you looking down all the wrong way? The mind is a heart and a soul to the soul. There may be lovers who hold out their hands, but they'll never love you like I can. We both have things that we constant. I love your demons like devil's plan. If you're self-seeking an honest man, stop deceiving, don't be.
Let's talk about the upcoming event of the second Ashes series. The nation is buzzing, and the Ashes test is kicking off today, 16th of July, at Lord's Cricket Ground. The latest on the Ashes is unknown, but this morning, they were Mo and Ali took a wicket, and they were on 68 for 1. England are 1-0 up in the test series after a great performance in Cardiff, with Joe Root scoring an amazing century, and England winning by 169 runs. Jabir, who do you think is going to win the Ashes?
I reckon Australia might win the Ashes. What about you guys?
England, obviously, going to win, Matt.
England all the way.
Yeah. Okay, next, on to a slightly darker story. Allegations have been made against Chris Froome, as he is currently performing exceptionally well in the Tour de France. But due to his brilliant performance in this year's race, people have suspected drug use to enhance his racing. These allegations have not been confirmed, though further investigation will be conducted. Now let's ask my fellow colleagues about this topic. So Jabir, your opinions please.
Just because he's a good cyclist doesn't mean that he's using drugs. It's like saying someone who's a really good runner, Usain Bolt for example, has used drugs just to get the speed, whereas he hasn't.
Yeah, he might just be the best of everyone else.
Yeah.
Matt, did you want to talk about rugby now?
Yeah, thank you, Will. Rugby can be dangerous. A young man named Angus Swanson, who was age 19 at the time, during a rugby tournament took a blow to the head. His heart stopped 3 times during a life-saving operation, although he kept fighting. He woke up from a coma 3 weeks later, but was paralysed.
Oh, what a shame. Has he got any better?
Yeah, he's recovered from his paralysis and is doing very well.
Oh, that's great. Okay, we're gonna play a song now. Not Giving In by Rudimental.
Bless my heart and bless my soul. Now it's time that you all know. Not giving in.